Right, now at this time, as usual, I'm going to be joined by Carl Mary. And Carl, I believe this week you have a story of a smuggler. And this one, unlike some of the recent stories, is more likely to have an element of truth in it. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. Not just any smuggler. He was known as the King of Smugglers.
Oh, really? And he was based in Paglesham?
Paglesham, indeed.
Right.
Interesting name, too, as you'll see.
Right, let's hear the story.
Paglesham man William Bligh was called the King of Smugglers in Essex. Or to look at him, you would not think butter could melt in his mouth. By day he was a village shopkeeper and even a church warden, a respected man in Paglesham. But at night he would be smuggling in rum and brandy, all brought from France, aboard a ship called the Big Jane. Barrels would be unloaded and the contraband hidden, sometimes in the church tower, for William Bligh, being a church warden, had the key to such place. Other times they might be hidden in the hollow elms by Pound Lane, those elms that they called the Old Widows. And so he continued with his double life. And lucky he was, rarely was he stopped by the customs men, but there was one occasion that the revenue men caught up with him. They stopped him in midstream. They stopped the Big Jane. And they confiscated his cargo of brandy. But Bligh, well, he knew the dangers and he knew what might happen if he was caught as a smuggler. But he was a clever man, a jovial man. He was a well-liked figure in Paglesham, and even the revenue men knew him. And so he invited them onto the Big Jane from their ship. He invited them to have a drink with him. Fine brandy. Fine rum. The captain of the customs men, well, he drank with Bligh, and so did some of the others, and, well, perhaps they drank a little too much. Because while they were drinking, as fast as the barrels, the kegs were being loaded from the Big Jane onto the revenue ship, they were being loaded back off that one, back onto the Big Jane. And by the time the men had finished drinking, the extra casks that the customs men had confiscated earlier from another ship, well, they were on the Big Jane with all the barrels that had been taken off the Big Jane. And so he made a profit on that time he met the customs men. But Mr. Lowton was the name of the customs captain. And he did capture him again and was bringing him back, and this time would not drink with him. He was determined that William Bligh would pay the price for being a smuggler and a rascal. But unfortunately, Mr. Lowton's ship ran aground on the Goodwin Sands as he was coming back, and there was no one on the ship who was a good enough sailor to get it off except for William Bligh. And he agreed that he would get the ship off the Goodwin Sands in return for his freedom. And so it was agreed. And Mr. Lowton watched as William Bligh managed his crew and got his ship off the Goodwin Sands and sailed it back to Paglesham. He got his freedom, of course, for Mr. Lowton was also a gentleman. His word was his bond. He lived a long life, did William Bligh, and there's a tale of a cricket match at Paglesham. And a bull came into the field where the match was being played and began to run amok. Being a big, strong man, William Bligh grabbed that bull by the horns and was thrown all around. He hung onto the horns. The bull ran, tossed its head, ran, leapt over a hedge with William Bligh still hanging onto the horns. And this went on for some time until the bull dropped down dead. And of course, Bligh was seen again as a sound fellow, a good fellow. William Bligh, I don't know how long he kept up his smuggling, but I do know that he didn't die in prison. He died peacefully in his bed at the age of 74.
A good age at that time, I would imagine.
It would be, I would have thought.
You say William Bligh, he's no relation with Captain Bligh.
I do not know. It's just the story appealed to me because of his name and the fact that I love stories about tricksters and about anyone who can get the customs men to drink with them when they're arresting him and get his barrels back. Well, that sounds like a good enough character for me.
I think that's wonderful. Right, so what have you got lined up for us next week?
This story is called The Poacher and the Mawkin. A Mawkin is an old Essex word for scarecrow.
Oh, right. Okay, The Poacher and the Mawkin. We should look forward to that. Thank you very much.